This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shime, you got to get a hold of whoever is the board op in Providence, because I'm getting a million text messages about the audio on our station down there on 103.7, and the fact that they have this show's audio and some other audio playing at the same time. So get a, if you could, please.
What the heck?
The complaints are coming in, and we're not reacting to the guy. That's a complaint line. We immediately must fix all complaints. Please
get Ken back in here.
That's not Ken's purview.
Oh,
that is Mike Connor, the guy. He's the as the president would say, he runs the outfit over there.
Yeah.
On our Providence radio station.
All right.
And I mean, what the heck? I need to be able to hear Curtis when we get to what are we doing without some kind of talking. Like somebody says, it's tweaking out.
Is it?
Yeah, full
tweak. We need a simulcast.
Full tweak. What do you mean? We have a simulcast.
That's all exactly, over the. I'm talking about all over the country.
We have.
Are we in other states?
Yeah, we're in six states.
No, I'm not
we
talking
did
about
a road show.
No, I'm not talking about New England. I get that part. I'm talking like Florida.
Well,
Texas.
On the Odyssey app.
No, I'm not talking about Odyssey app. I'm talking about...
We're not a national show, no.
That's what I said. That's why I said we need a simulcast.
Okay. Mm. Well, you could work on that.
How do I go
Maybe
about
reach,
that?
You just reach out
That's
to some,
Wiggy's moonshot.
Reach out to some radio programmers around.
All right, I know a few program directors. I know one in Charlotte.
Introduce yourself. you can introduce yourself and sell the show.
I know one in Charlotte.
Just
I know
don't
a couple
tell that guy in Charlotte about Coco. He
I know
is not
a couple
a
in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we get on Atlanta, Charlotte.
Do you know how to create a pitch deck that you could perhaps display for the radio station?
No, I don't know how to create a pitch deck.
All right.
It's 2024, Greg.
Yeah, what is a pitch deck?
Yeah, you put some slides together. Yeah. You throw them up there on the big screen.
A little PowerPoint?
Oh, like a PowerPoint.
Yeah, PowerPoint.
Okay. People don't do PowerPoints
like
anymore,
pitch
though.
Deck? No, they're not.
No, you can make a pitch deck on like Canva. That's better.
Okay. What are they doing now?
Go green.
Canva.
All right. I'm just asking the question.
Okay, is it fixed yet? I can't tell. I have to rely on the texters because I can't listen to 103.7 here in Boston.
All right.
In Brighton, to be exact.
They're saying they've had the issue up in New Hampshire as well.
Really? Oh, boy. Well, it's operator error. Can't do anything about that, Chime. That's not on you.
Nope.
Don't worry about it.
I just pressed the buttons here.
Yes,
I think
do.
They'd like us in Richmond, Virginia.
Keep the lights on.
I do, too.
In Richmond?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great spot.
Yeah.
The Fan District? You ever been down to the Fan District in Richmond?
Listen to the Greg Hill Show, where Greg Hill puts the rich in Richmond.
There you go.
I mean, we know that we're popular down in Florida.
Yes, Florida, we'd be big.
Yeah.
I was down there when I was at the sister station in Hollywood. So I met a few people there. Maybe we can get on in the mornings down there.
I'm going down to the MIA this month.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
What's that for?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Ooh. You're going to see Taylor Swift. Huh. What did that set you back?
She got
unsure.
A bonus. No,
sure
it's
it?
I'm going with a few of my girlfriends.
Yeah. Oh, girls
that
trip.
All of us are born within like 4 weeks of each other. So
I
it's
see.
A birthday for
girls
all of us.
Trip.
And one of them works for in the music industry.
Oh.
So. I just saw a thing on social media. It was like a social media type, you know how they PSA?
Mm-hmm.
They said when women go to Miami's on girls trip,
uh-huh.
things get wild.
Really?
Oh, yes. Some guy from Miami was down there. He was like, listen, if your old lady comes down here with a girl saying it's a girl's trip.
Yeah, that was Tommy Tabs.
Somebody's getting lucky on Gordy's girl's trip.
Well, don't alarm Santo.
Have one single person on the
trip. It's a PSA.
Dating show Mary.
No. But they said it doesn't matter if they're single. Yeah, everybody goes down to Miami. And they instantly, especially the ladies, become single.
Really?
Yeah, that's some PSA.
They cheat on their beloved.
Yeah, I guess Miami's big for that.
Something in the water.
Something about the guys down there.
Huh. I've been to Miami a few different times with gals, and I have not seen anybody cheat.
Didn't Tommy Tabs buy you guys a whole bunch of bottles?
No, he said he was going to buy them and then didn't. You remember the story correctly.
What happened to Tommy Tabs?
I don't know. I really don't want to put the bat call, the bat signal out.
You want to hear from
him? He made his friends' t-shirts.
Tommy Tabs seems like he might be a Newport guy. Maybe he'll be floating around the garden party this afternoon.
All right. Well, enjoy MIAO. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Right. Can we get to this finally, please?
Thank you.
And now,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
Well, from time to time on this show, Curtis asks a question about the point that we have reached as a society in the form of what are we doing? And what is the question this morning, Curtis?
So, it has to do with the response to Hurricane Helene in North Carolina. We've all seen the awful images of the destruction.
It's horrible and still ongoing.
Right. It's been really bad. So there is a former cop and a volunteer firefighter named Jordan who has been using a personal helicopter to help those that are not being helped by other means.
Wow. Awesome.
There was they were halfway through rescuing an elderly couple this past weekend when a senior official with the local fire department told them he would arrest him for carrying out the search and rescue mission on his privately owned helicopter.
What?
This gentleman brought his two-seater aircraft down in a parking lot after rescuing Susan Coffrey from her home while leaving his own son with her husband at the isolated property. The plan had been for him to return to safety before then coming back and getting the other two so that everybody would be brought safely away from the destruction.
So to be clear, currently you can steal $1,000 worth of merchandise at Lululemon and not be arrested. But this guy is going to be arrested for using his own helicopter to rescue people awful hurricane.
Right. This gentleman landed in a parking lot because he saw there were other first responders nearby that would be potentially able to help Susan and then the rest of the party that he would go and get next. When he landed, immediately he was confronted by a fire chief who scolded him for not coordinating properly with the locally organized rescue efforts. He said, in the middle of the conversation, I was greeted by the fire chief and he shut down the whole operation, saying it was not part of his purview.
Well, because they probably feel like if something happens, now they got to rescue you and other things.
No. The guy's a volunteer firefighter,
right.
they don't want to be embarrassed because they're not able to respond enough, it sounds like to me.
Isn't it in California or L.A. where they have the wildfires where, like, the Kardashians and Calabasas, they all have, like, private firefighters?
Yes. Yeah, I think you can hire them.
They do hire. There are, like, private contract firefighters.
So then how is this? I mean, it's not even the same thing. He's just rescuing people that would otherwise perish.
It's just ridiculous.
Sounds like a Michelle Wu thing with the bike cops, bike cops.
Nothing to do with Michelle Wu.
Remember that?
She's just catching strays.
You mean the ones with the trucks that people were supposed to
No. Remember she was like...
That was Cambridge. That was not her.
No. Remember they were going to have the people on bikes, you know, giving out tickets.
You're obsessed with anything related to bikes.
No, remember she was going to have people on bikes.
Yes,
volunteers going around giving out tickets.
Correct. Yes,
but isn't the thing to do? And far be it from me. I'm sure these firefighters have been having a hell of a week in North Carolina. But wouldn't it be to say, hey, okay, we have this. Let's figure out the best way going forward to coordinate. Right? Yeah. So I understand that this helicopter lands and maybe it wasn't what you were expecting, but don't you react with gratitude?
Yes. That's what you should.
You should say, thank you so much for helping. All right. Well, that is What Are We Doing with Chris Curtis, and here is Courtney with What Is Trending This Hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The show is just flying by today.
Right. Yeah.
Trending now brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. Gerard Mayo has confirmed that David Andrews is headed for shoulder surgery, likely ending his play this season. And it seems like we now know potential landing spots for Devontae Adams. Adams has reportedly told the Raiders which teams he would prefer to go to. Those teams are the Jets and the Saints. And now Ian Rappaport released a story this morning saying that Adams wants to play for the Jets, but he's open to landing with other teams. He hasn't demanded to being traded anywhere specific, so Las Vegas will take the best deal.
Chime, Kirk Cousins or Baker Mayfield? Who you putting your money on this evening?
I don't know that I'm betting either side. I'm more on the props tonight. I do have a prop for you, though. I have a bet.
All right.
Bucky Irving, running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, over 45.5 yards. He's hit it in 3 out of 4 games this year. He's outright better than Rashad White. I like Bucky Irving over 45.5 rushing yards tonight.
Okay.
All right, there you go. So Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Bucs at Falcons. In baseball, the Padres have swept the Braves to move on out of the wild card round and will take on the Dodgers in the NL Divisional Series. The Tigers swept the Astros and are taking on the Guardians, and the Royals swept the Orioles and are taking on the Yankees in the AL. Lastly, we'll wait to see who will face off with the Phillies on the other side of the NL Divisional, with the Mets and Brewers tied at a game apiece. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
What's the number one past hors d'oeuvre we think tonight at the garden party?
Ooh.
Scallops mini lobster rolls.
I like that. What?
I bet mini lobster rolls.
Is it? I don't really think Rhode Island and lobster rolls. I think stuffed quahog when I think about Rhode Island.
All right.
What? Nothing.
What?
Not doing it.
Say it.
Nope. Not going to do it. I
you
want time.
To.
Nope. 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 I think it'll be a popsicle with the help's tears.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I think tonight, Curtis, it is all about the clam.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
Maybe stuffed mushrooms. Stuffed mushrooms are an easy go-to. And
I love stuffed mushrooms.
I love them.
But I don't love them with seafood in them.
Probably something on toast points also. Like maybe a little...
Like what's a bruschetta? Little bruschetta there?
Not bruschetta.
Wiggy is going to be on one tonight. This is a perfect Wiggy day.
I think he's mixing the pain pills with the ganja.
I'm just wondering. I told you, I've never been to a garden party.
I understand you've never been to a garden party.
As long as the whores, the avores is coming, there's some chicken on a stick. I'm happy.
There'll probably be some good drinks, too.
Oh, yeah.
F off. 59 degrees, sunny afternoon, high of 72.
All right, we're headed to Newport after the show, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for a Flex Friday road show at the Audrain Automobile Museum. And we'll be right back.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes! 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 Yes, Chime! That is from the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack.
Yeah, with Tobey Maguire.
If I'm correct, yes. Well done. Thank you for that.
That's your best Great voice.
Time. Can we do that one more?
Do it again.
Yes! That was Tobey Maguire's best Spider-Man film.
It was. It was actually awesome.
It was. Yes, it
the
was.
Nerd
Doc Ock was so good.
Yes, it was.
Man.
This is Jeff from Newport. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Well,
I'm down here in Newport right now.
Yes.
Grew up in Newport.
Awesome.
I was wondering where you guys are going to be tonight.
Long John Silver's.
We're going to be at the Faxon.
Not in Newport, you aren't.
The Faxon Estate or whatever? The Faxon.
Faxon Lodge.
Faxon Lodge.
This isn't a public event tonight.
No, right? That's not the public. And then we were invited to go to O'Brien's. Somebody earlier said Wiggy has to go and get a chicken sandwich at the Crew Cafe, which I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
Have you been? I don't know if you've been there or not. We were invited to do a dinner after the garden party at 22 Bowen.
Delicious.
Which you and I went
for
lunch.
Yeah, we went there for lunch when we were down there for the boat
went there
event.
With my wife several times.
Yeah, so we'll be
and the landing, of course, we love.
22
landing.
Bowen menu looks awesome.
It's a great place, Curtis. We could go there for dinner.
That's a five-star.
Yeah, it's an excellent place.
Some of the best food I've ever had.
Yeah, so we'll be out and about.
So basically what you're saying is us common people can't see you tonight.
No, right. you could get a ticket to go to the event, or there's another event also tomorrow. I am staying. Lindsay and I are staying tomorrow and taking in. There's another event tomorrow, I think, that we're going to go to.
There are a lot of events all weekend.
Yeah, the whole crew is headed to Newport. So Curtis, Courtney, Wiggy, Ken, Sales Smoke, everybody's coming down to Newport.
So I'm going where the crowd's going because I've never been to Newport. So wherever we land, it's either going to be a Greg, Courtney, or Curtis recommendation. Curtis, you familiar with Newport?
Not at all.
All right, so it's either going to be a Greg or Courtney recommendation.
I have a dumb question. I'm looking at the map. It looks like our hotel is on an island.
It is.
It's pretty cool.
Goat Island.
How do we get there?
There's a bridge.
You just go right over the bridge.
Okay. I can't see the bridge of the map.
It's a gorgeous wedding venue right next door.
Oh.
Two of my best friends got married there.
Oh, really?
Bellmare, yeah, very, very nice.
Might have to pick up some wedding information.
Ooh.
Courtney is always within 1 square mile of a disappearance of a young person or a wedding.
Those are my specialties, Curtis.
Yeah.
Are you planning a wedding?
Are you getting married? Are you gonna renew your vows?
Oh, you never know. My wife
should
and I
do
would
that.
Like,
you guys know. Are so you two have loved forever.
Yep, my
you
wife.
You should renew your vows and do a little wedding.
I think that's a curse sometimes.
A curse?
Yeah, renewing your vows.
We've done it before.
Every real housewife that does it gets divorced very
quickly. That's because it's the real housewives.
Right, because they're not real.
Why do people do that?
Why do people do what?
Renew their vows.
Well, like, maybe they want to go someplace a little bit more elaborate, or they want to like celebrate a specific, amount of years. I mean, we're coming up on 30 years.
Well, just throw a party. Like do an anniversary party. You don't have to renew your vows.
Right. Yeah, but I think
you took the vow.
Yeah.
And you have the... You've stuck with it, obviously.
Yeah.
So why do you need to renew them?
Well, I think it's just like milestones or something like that.
Yeah.
My dad wanted to do that with my mom when we went to Hawaii. I was in high school, and I said, please, God, no. I was, like, very weirded out by the whole thing. Like, I don't want to see you guys, make out and be all over each other all night.
Jeez, they take you to Hawaii and you won't let them get remarried?
Now that I'm an adult, I, like, look back and I said to my dad recently, I'm really sorry that I shut you down for that idea. It was very thoughtful and nice that you wanted to do that with mom.
Especially now that they hang out at swingers communities.
They don't.
Wi-Fi.
They knew that one pool very well, the nude pool.
They actually didn't.
Is it a block from their house?
Nope. It's
the Wi-Fi access.
You're going to say that to, Courtney's mom is coming.
Yeah. He always does.
Well, she said it. She said
Courtney's mom did not say they were swingers.
No, no. Courtney said they grew up in a swingers community.
Yes. There were a lot of swingers in my neighborhood, I found out at a later time. My parents did not partake in that.
That's what all those Tupperware parties were for back in the day.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I
was shocked when I found out.
Right. Odd coincidence.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah, they're the only people in the neighborhood who were not involved.
No, not the only, but...
Did Mike Connor fix the problem on the radio station down there?
I saw a text that said fixed.
Okay, because I texted him. No, I called him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who runs the whole show down there.
What did he say?
He says, he didn't answer the call, and he said, I'm in a sales meeting.
Oh.
It's like, bud, the radio station is running two shows at the same time. Can you leave the sales meeting, the sales Zoom for 5 minutes and go fix it?
Always be closing.
My Lord.
Is there a button you can hit?
He has to go talk to whoever's running the board, whoever the board op is.
What are they playing down there?
It's probably being done remotely.
I was told it was some kind of college football show.
Oh, really?
Somebody was talking college football. Oh,
that's great. Awesome. Right in the middle of the fall book.
This is Michael from Rhode Island. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's everything going?
What's up?
I know you guys seem like you got your plans laid out, but if you don't go to Poor Judgment and get a burger, you're missing out. It's the best burger in the world.
Really? What makes it the best burger? Yeah, what makes it the best?
Just, I don't know what they do, but it is amazing. Best bar burger.
All right, Poor Judgment.
Well, Ken has lots of that.
Poor,
A lot of recommendations.
Sounds like a good spot for you. And I also figured out what you can wear to the garden party. And I don't know if you're close to Jaylen Brown or not, but you should wear what he is wearing on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah. Time 100 next.
Yeah.
So it's so, like, you know, it's all about finances. And interesting, on the cover, it says Jaylen Brown. And I believe the article is written by Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Jonathan, if you want, if you put down that lower third, you could see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, by Colin Kaepernick. So
see, let me see his shoe game. I like the jacket, though.
Yeah.
He looks nice. He always
looks
nice.
Is he wearing
his shoes? Oh, yeah, he's wearing his shoes. Yeah, he could have did a better job with the shoe game. Oh.
Yeah, the shoes are not great.
Oh, jeez.
They're basketball shoes. I told you, I don't...
They're not even good-looking basketball shoes.
I don't like shoes without laces. I told you, shoes without laces.
Did you see the new Tatum shoes coming out, though? Those things are gas.
Well, Tatum does a very good job with his shoes, too. But
how is gas a good thing?
This was going to be...
Gas lights the fire, Curtis. Fire is good.
Okay.
This was going to be my sports lead this morning, because I don't know if you guys saw what he had to say about how their preseason is going so far.
No.
They're not, what is it?
In this time thing?
Yeah.
Separately?
No, separately. Okay. Talking to media. I don't know, is the saying rely on your laurels?
Rest on your laurels.
Yes. They're not doing that. Do you have that chime from, yeah.
Training camp's been hard. Training camp has been a lot of conditioning. A lot of defensive stuff, setting the tone on the defensive end, pushing ourselves. It's been great. It's exactly what we needed. We did not ease into training camp by no means. Joe Mazzulla is a psycho in a good way. Training camp it's probably one of the tougher training camp first 2 days that I probably had in terms of just intensity, conditioning level, physicality, defensive, like warrior-type mentality. So I think it'd be good for us. Now we're just working on, building great habits, breaking habits from just being off in the summer and working on trying to play great Celtic basketball.
I love it.
Wow, I do love it.
I love it. Joe Mazzulla being a psycho, here for it.
Ready to go.
He's the best coach in the NBA. Don't you think, Curtis?
Mm. I think he's amazing.
Yeah, told you.
Celtics would be lost without him.
I think he goes to any one of those powerful teams and wins a chip. Yep. You get those coaches to come here,
I don't think that low of Jaylen and Jason. I don't, like you, think that they're not
No, I think Jaylen and Jason, but he unlocks something that other coaches couldn't.
You and I agreed on what unlocked it, and then all of a sudden you felt bad about
what I agree on.
We agreed that the absence of Marcus Smart allowed those two to become unlocked. We had that exact conversation.
Brad Stevens unlocked that.
Right.
What? No. Moving on from Smart.
Right. That's what unlocked it. We agreed. Right. We talked about it.
But it was still as we
technically locked it. He threw him out, shut the door, and locked
it. Right. And as we learned, there was still a little leftover residue and friction. And he got guys like Porzingis, Derek White, and Jrue Holiday.
Do you think if Porzingis is healthy on the team that Ime coached, that they win that NBA Finals?
Is Marcus Smart on that team?
No. We'll get rid of him. I say yes.
I don't know.
That's why it's hypothetical. We don't know. It's just a guess.
I don't want to have the best in the NBA argument again.
Okay.
But is he the best in the city right now?
Oh, yes. Hands down.
That's a shot at Monty. Jeez.
Hands down.
It is. He is the best. Yeah. And he has the respect.
Better than Alex Cora?
Yeah.
Better than Bill O'Brien?
Alex Cora didn't even make the playoffs, Greg.
Bill O'Brien is a good...
Okay, that's not on him. I don't put that on him.
No, that's partly on him.
I put that entirely on the roster. I think I put it entirely on the roster, not on Alex Cora.
Because he motivates these guys. He gets them to understand. And NBA players, we know how big their egos are there. And we know the money that they make and the superstars that they are. And he gets these guys to just like... Jaylen Brown said, this guy's a psycho, but we love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he has something that you... And at first, I was like, I wasn't on the Mazzulla train.
At first?
Yeah, I wasn't. And I wasn't on the Mazzulla train. But then you start to hear from some of these guys and, like, what he does for them and how he unlocked, like, their mental potential and getting them to be like, oh, I see it from this angle.
It does go against everything we've been saying about how coaches need to, you know, soften up for this day and age player. And, you know,
well, nobody's a bigger public cheerleader for his players than Joe Mazzulla.
I know, but
yeah, he flew all the way to Paris to comfort Jason Tatum.
I guess I'm just talking playing the actual sport, not off the field, not off the court. There's not mental reps happening.
But like, I think he has a good balance, right? Like, he clearly has a great relationship with the man, the players, but he also isn't afraid to be like a psycho when it comes to actually practicing and preparing, which I think is the kind of balance you need to be successful in today's day and age.
And it shows you in sports when you hear guys always say, players go, like, I played for so many coaches, and I would run through a wall for that coach. And Mazzulla seems like he's got guys like Tatum and Brown and the rest of those guys buying in. Like, I'd run through a wall for Bill Parcells, Belichick. I wouldn't do the same for Tony Dungy or Brad Childress, right? Because of
Do you have any concern about the new owner, whoever it ends up being, whether it's Bezos or some group that Paliuka's a part of?
Bezos!
Being unwilling.
Or Sam Kennedy.
Or Sam Kennedy, Cocobomb.
Mm-hmm.
Being unwilling to pay the luxury tax every year going forward. Like, is there any chance that this ends up being the last couple seasons where you're able to have all of these guys here?
No, I'm not tripping about the owner. The owner doesn't affect me because I think whoever buys this team
is going to be willing to lose $80-100 million, whatever it is, every year going forward.
Right, because
especially if it's
5 years.
If it's Bezos, that's nothing. And if it's Wynn, that was the other group.
Right.
Like, Wynn's got all the money in the world.
And then because I think ultimately what they're going to do, it's like the owner for the Golden State Warriors. They build a new beautiful arena, and that's how you're able to make up your money.
We have some news, not local, but interesting, I think, about the topic of selling franchises. So the Dolphins, the NFL recently, Greg, approved the ability for NFL owners to sell a percentage of their teams to a private equity investment bank, venture capital, whatever, that up until recently was not allowed.
Yeah.
So the Dolphins took advantage of that. They were initially using a valuation of $7 billion when Stephen Ross was looking to sell 15% of his team. But breaking this morning, according to Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk, he sold 13%, or is in the process of selling 13% at a valuation of $8.1 billion.
Wow.
So $1.1 billion higher than even what he had anticipated prior to getting into this bidding process.
That's unbelievable.
And that's this world is the only profitable form of live entertainment that exists. Everything else is watched on our own time. Everything else is totally without any demand or need live in the moment.
Consumed, you know, whenever you want to.
Like, we used to consume Thursday night must-see TV with Friends and Seinfeld. Like, none of that exists.
Yeah.
Except for great HBO shows like Game of Thrones, like that'll pop up, or Succession. But
Tell Me Lies right now.
Right. But
also, Shime, some wagering news this morning. A federal appeals court has ruled that legalized wagering on the 2024 election will be allowed.
That's interesting. Like, I think previously you were only able to do it like in Canada.
So you will now be able to legally wager on the election.
Let's check and see what the Pelosi's bet on. That usually is a good sign of where things are going.
Yeah, and I doubt Massachusetts will ever let you do that because they go like state by state for the most part with those things. And like, you can't bet on college props and stuff in Massachusetts. So
but do you get
I doubt
a line?
You can bet on the election.
Is it like, do you get like Kamala Harris favored by 3? Over Trump.
I bet there's props. I bet there's like who wins the popular vote. Like,
ooh, insurrection. Insurrection plus 2100.
And Greg, do you think the new owner looks at it and goes, or would I ask this question, would the Celtics be losing money if they had their own building?
I would guess probably not.
Right.
Yeah,
so I think the new owner comes in, regardless of who it is.
But it's going to take a long time to get a new building.
I bet they get a new building done in 5 years.
Yeah, not with the permits and
the green
requirements. It's going to have to be.
You get somebody with money, they'll find the place. They might go outside the city a little bit if that's what it takes.
Natick?
But I mean, it could be like Natick or something like that.
The Natick Maulers.
I don't know, but it could be like, you know, 20 minutes outside the city.
But Wiggy, you saw the Crafts try and build a stadium. You saw John Henry try and build a stadium. I mean, it
in Boston.
Right.
Yeah, but that maybe they go to, I don't know.
Our biggest complaint, though, about the Patriots right now is you have to drive all the way to Foxborough to go see a game.
No, but I don't think you're going that far. I think maybe Waltham.
Everett.
Like Woburn.
They tried that.
Waltham, Woburn.
What about Fitchburg?
Burlington. I bet they could get it done in Everett. If they have room over there.
They're trying to get a soccer field built in Everett.
Money.
It's
Bezos.
The Crafts are backing.
No, Bezos, you got to listen. What you got to do, you got to grease these politicians, say, we'll take care of all the infrastructure. Bezos comes in and says, I got $200 million for you, like Jay-Z's doing in New York. Here's $200 million for the city of Everett for the infrastructure.
I hope that Jay-Z stays clean.
Also, basketball would bring in way more money than soccer would, so I bet people would be more inclined to do that.
Can we hammer the chime on shrooms being legalized? What do you have on that?
I don't know. I haven't done proper research on that, but
they're everywhere.
Jake Plummer is supporting it, then I think it'll get done.
All right, we got to take a break. We will be right back. Jones and Keith coming up momentarily. Jones is here. Hello. How are you?
Hello. How are you guys?
Well, I'm interested somewhat in this Jeremy Swayman quote, which has begun to circulate because of the Amazon Prime series, which is called, I believe, Face Off. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And he is a part of episode 4.
Episode 3. Yep. David Pastrnak, episode 1, is in episode 1.
Okay, and it hasn't dropped yet?
It comes out on Friday.
Okay.
I'm not sure if the whole season drops, if just episode 1 drops, but starts Friday.
So what is the Swayman quote everybody is talking about?
He wrote down a list of the Bruins' criticisms from the 2023 arbitration hearing and then read them during last season. The exact quote is, "Hearing you're not worthy of what you think you're worthy of, that was hard to hear. You don't forget what was said. I wrote them down and I looked at them the other day and I had a couple check marks. My biggest knock was how I wasn't trustworthy in the playoffs. Check."
I mean what did they say about Allmark if they thought he wasn't trustworthy in the playoffs? My god,
that's the way that works. Don't you sit down for a meeting with your boss and they tell you where you can improve?
This is part of where the Bruins screwed up, right? Like, when you take a guy to arbitration, he's not the only one they took. And I should say he elected to take them to arbitration, which I do think is semantics. I think the Bruins would have taken him if he didn't take them. But whatever. He's not the only one that they went through the arbitration process with. Trent Frederick was another one. But yeah, that's what comes out. It's like, oh, here's why we don't think you're worth what you want. And so it gets ugly. And it's another way the Bruins screwed this up from the beginning. They should have paid him. They knew what they had in him, I think. And so they should have paid him.
But he wasn't.
He's very sensitive. I'll acknowledge that. I'll acknowledge that he's a giant baby about it.
He's very sensitive, mm-hmm. and that's okay. I mean, listen, there were guys, Ray Bourque, among others, who used to talk about how awful the Bruins were when it came to arbitration. Ray Bourque was, a Calder candidate, and they're telling him that he stinks or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's just the way it goes. I just don't understand. They weren't going to pay him the $10 million that his agent thinks he's worth.
Then maybe they traded the wrong guy.
Maybe.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Maybe Curtis.
I mean, this is their fault. They knew him. They had him in their system. They saw it. It wasn't a mystery that he was pissed about the arbitration. I mean, I've had people send me cameos that he did for their kids where he brought it up. Like, it's a legit thing, and I get it, Greg. He probably has to grow up. I'm not defending how big of a child he's been when it comes to these negotiations, but the onus is on the organization to maximize their roster, and they didn't do it.
And Jones, did Keith say 68 would get the deal done? Did I hear him say?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think what his argument has been, and we can ask him about this, but I think he's saying if Swayman were really at 68, I think he's skeptical that that's a number that their camp is at, there wouldn't be this contentiousness between 64
over 4
and 68.
Million.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get what
you're
saying.
I think like a $500,000 a year.
You're right.
That it wouldn't be this ugly, has been his point.
That's why I definitely believe if Cam's at 64, which is 8, I definitely believe Swayman's at least 9.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Swayman's asking for a lot, and he's real sensitive, and he's probably asking for more than he's worth. But the Bruins have boned him for 4 years in a row. Right. And so I get him being upset about it, and they could have solved it a million different ways. But they could have given him the net in the playoffs. I know they say he hasn't been trustworthy in the playoffs. He was way better than the other guy they rolled out there every single year in Ullmark.
Reading that quote, too, you go back to last season, and both of them, I was on the side of, they don't mind that they're sharing the spotlight, and like they're best buds. No. I was on that camp to hear that he wrote everything down and mm-hmm. that the trustworthy thing was definitely something that he kept in the back of his mind. It was trouble in paradise, I guess.
And do you really think he might be right? Because Maria from Watertown, she made a great point. Then I went and looked. The kid for the Rangers is looking for $12 million a year.
Okay.
So is the $10 million that he's looking for, is that just him projecting what the new
cap?
Yeah. Salary is, cap. So in his mind, $8 million in a year or two is going to be $10 million.
Yeah, everybody hears 8 years, $8 million. They're like, oh, $8 million AAV, that's a really good deal. In 5 or 6 years, he's probably going to be way underpaid, and the team knows that, and him and his camp aren't stupid enough to take it. And so, yeah, the Bruins are handing out money to all kinds of players who don't deserve their contract. Charlie McAvoy's finished, I think, fifth in Norris voting. Swayman last year was seventh in Vezina voting. And so McAvoy's never won a Norris. People talk about him like mm-hmm. he's a top-line defenseman and a guy who's proven it. He's never won a Norris, just right. like Swayman's never won a Vezina. No one had a problem with them paying McAvoy. And so that'd be my comp. I would look at the guys they handed. Elias Lindholm hasn't accomplished squat. And if I'm Jeremy Swayman, I would say, well, you paid all these guys.
Right.
Yeah. So, sorry, you got to pay me, too. And that's not my fault you haven't done it.
Isn't the goalie like the quarterback in football, yeah. like the most important position? When you think about it, we hear so many teams talking about, all you got to do is ride a hot goalie. And if you got a young guy who's 25 years old who you know can play for 10 years for your organization and can get you to that point where, I mean, when he's played, his numbers have been pretty good, even in the playoffs where you go, well, why would we not want to pay this guy $10 million and, you know, lock him down for the next 8 years?
Well, because then you end up in a situation like the Maple Leafs are in, where you have all that money invested in your goaltender and you can't spend on anybody else. I mean, that's the danger. Doesn't Toronto
have Austin Matthews?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that would like. Oh, there's a lot of teams that like Jeremy Swayman in their net, and they have the center iceman, and they have the defenseman, and they're missing a goalie. You know, Philadelphia hasn't had a goalie for a decade. You know, Toronto's another team that you're right. I mean, they've had some questionable goaltending. So I think a lot of teams would like the Bruins' problem, and they'd like the problem of paying Jeremy Swayman. And apparently the Bruins don't want to do it. Right.
And doesn't it look like, Greg, that you can make up for not having the elite guy if you have the goalie? Like, so you might not need that elite centerman or that elite winger or that elite defenseman because you have the elite goalie.
I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like it is time to head to Newport. We got to get out of here.
Nice.
Are you a fan of Newport?
I like Newport.
Newport?
I was there this summer. Yeah, oh, lovely. Yeah.
Right. Well,
little day trip. You never been?
No, I've never been to Newport.
I got to be honest, I don't like driving over the bridges. The bridges make me a little nervous.
Really? Ooh.
Yeah. That high Newport Bridge, yeah. I don't like driving
Phobia?
Over that thing. Yeah, a little bit.
It's wow. Fall River, right? Go down 24.
Well,
right?
No, so I'm saying, I have a lot of family in like the Narragansett area. So if you come from like that side and you're driving over Jamestown and Newport Bridge, I don't like those bridges.
Party bridge.
Buttercup. It's a bridge.
Yeah, I don't like it. You ever sat in traffic on that thing?
Yeah.
They do construction on it? Don't love it. Oh. That's a long way up. I don't love it at all. Okay. Not at all.
I got you.
You would hate Baltimore.
That's true.
What are you guys doing today?
Well, we have some Swayman plan that we're going to get to. We're going to get to a little bit of the MLB playoffs, too. The Red Sox could easily be the Detroit Tigers or the Kansas City Royals. They chose not to be. We're going to start with this weekend's game, Patriots and Dolphins. I still don't get how the Patriots are favored, so we're going to start with that.
Okay, awesome. Jones and Keith next. Tomorrow morning, we are at the Audrain Automobile Museum with a Flex Friday Roadshow in Newport or in Portsmouth, right there on the line. See you this afternoon and tonight in Newport. Thank you for your patronage.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.